This is High Plains History, a look back to notable events and everyday occurrences that helped to shape the future of our High Plains Public Radio broadcast area. The trail of some early day Mexican immigrants led from Old Mexico to the Garden City area. Today, we'll look at the important changes they brought to the labor force and the social makeup of the city, both in the past and the present.
Present-day Garden City boasts a large Mexican-American community, and the background of many of its members can be traced to an exodus from Mexico in the early 1900s. Prior to the beginning of the Mexican Revolution in 1910, oppressive wages and rising prices kept Mexican workers in a state of poverty. Average wages ranged from the equivalent of 14 to 49 American cents per day. In addition, little opportunity for education of the rural poor existed in their home country. With no chance to advance or to earn a decent living wage, many crossed the border to work in the U.S. They first found employment in the Garden City area by working on the railroad, repairing and laying new track, and earning a daily wage of a dollar and a half per day. Most of those earliest immigrants were single males who were hired during spring and summer and then returned to their homeland during colder months. The transient nature of the work and the loneliness of being so far from home and family sometimes created a need for rowdy recreation for these young men. It also created a rooming house trade and some illicit activities centered around bootlegging and alcohol consumption. In an effort to attract families and a more stable lifestyle, workers from Mexico were encouraged to join a labor force needed for a fledgling sugar beet industry in the area. The establishment of a sugar beet factory at Rocky Ford, Colorado, and the passing of legislation to support a sugar beet industry in southwest Kansas created a need for agricultural laborers. Growers hired men, women, and children to work the beet fields, and in 1906, many Mexican workers were also hired to help construct a sugar factory in Garden City. Though the number of Spanish-speaking workers increased in the area, the work was largely migratory, and few could put down solid roots in the southwest Kansas soil. Living conditions were less than ideal, as many transient workers lived in tents, temporary shelters, or abandoned chicken houses. Instances of racial discrimination were often encountered and did not change for many years. But several families were determined to settle in southwest Kansas, and their resolve was strengthened when the outbreak of World War I created a need for agricultural products and the labor force to produce them. The Second World War saw many Mexican-American sons and grandsons who had been born and raised in Garden City serving their country. Their return finally began to break down the racial barriers that had been in place for so long. Decorated soldiers returned to their hometown and demanded the same rights they had experienced in the military. The 1950s saw integration of the Garden City swimming pool and the movie theaters, as well as the creation of broader job markets. Mexican Americans filled positions as student nurses, clerks, secretaries, and business owners. They took on the responsibilities of serving on various boards and committees, were elected to public office, and began to be recognized as an important part of the Garden City community. Thanks to the Finney County Historical Society for providing material for this story, including the essay Immigration and Integration, the Mexican-American Community in Garden City, Kansas, 1900 to 1950, by Henry J. Avila, published in Kansas History, a Journal of the Central Plains. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Consmiana in Garden City, Kansas.
If you'd like to help us tell the tales of the people, places, and events in your town or county, please contact us through our website at hppr.org.